We are at the BASF event, Science Behind, here at Commodity Classic, and this is Ben Jensen speaking, and I'm currently talking to Dan Waldstein. He is a technical marketing manager at BASF. So, Dan, you broke down a little bit about a new pesticide that BASF has coming out soon in the near future called Sertane. Can you explain to some of our listeners some of the advantages of using it, and what's some other information that people need to know about it?
So we're excited about Sertane herbicide. We're launching that into the corn market, planning on doing that in 2024. In addition to just broad spectrum weed control, we have really excellent efficacy against difficult to control weeds like water hemp and giant ragweed. And one of the things that makes Sertane herbicide unique is the formulation chemistry behind it. So what we wanted to do is take a chemistry that's a burn down chemistry that can only be used pre and use it early post. So in order to do that, we've got to have crop safety. We started with an encapsulation process, a liquid encapsulation, which is pretty typical, pretty standard for encapsulation process of herbicides. But we're not successful in getting the weed control and the crop safety with that type of a standard conventional technology. So the novel concept here is we've got a solid encapsulation technology that allows us to use that PPO chemistry, not only pre, but post. We get the residual benefit for weed control, but we also have the crop safety, giving growers more flexibility with applications.
When you guys were researching this product, when did you realize that you were coming on to something that could be a potentially new innovation within the pesticide industry?
So the concept for Sertane herbicide really started in 2012, and that's where we started experimenting with kind of typical encapsulation technologies. And I believe it was in 2016 where we started to realize that this new novel encapsulation, solid encapsulation process, unique for herbicides, was an effective way to achieve not only the residual weed control, but also the crop safety, so we could go post in corn with a chemistry that previously could only be used in pre-emergent applications.
And is there anything else that BASF is coming out with soon that farmers need to know about?
Yeah, so BASF has quite a number of different innovations coming on the market. We've got a new glufosinate formulation that'll be a lower use rate glufosinate formulation. There's quite a few other things in the pipeline, but I'd say stay tuned for some of those future developments.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Again, everybody, for our listeners, that is Dan Waldstein. He works as a technical marketing manager at BASF. We've been hearing from some of the pesticides and one particular pesticide called Sertane that BASF is excited to have coming out soon. Thank you for joining me here, Dan, on KFRM 550 AM Ag Radio.
All right. Thank you, Ben.